Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
About?
Most of it's political survey.
Okay, go.
All right, perfect. So, we are GA Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself, first question, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I heard you say something about female.
Oh, sorry. Do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Oh, okay. There's no consideration about that. That's who I am, is the female.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
It's 50.
50, thank you. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Oh, thank you. Let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black origin.
Oh, okay, so what is your race? You say is black. All right, thank you.
Black, yes.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
We are registered. Oh,
thank you. How satisfied will you say you are with the direction of the country? Will you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Not satisfied, and I'm not dissatisfied. I'm just somewhat in the middle of inclusion, so whatever that falls.
So would that be like somewhat dissatisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat. Let's do the somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied. Somewhat.
Oh.
Some could take both of them. They need one They need one on that survey that places you right in that middle, which it would be, you know, satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied. That would be good. That would be one.
Yeah, something like somewhere neutral then. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 means you are neither likely or unlikely to vote.
I will definitely be voting. Extremely.
And 0 means you are not likely to vote. So from 0 to 10, what number will you give?
From 0 to 10, that I will vote.
Yes. Yes.
That I will vote. That's a 10. I will vote.
Oh, okay, thank you. And next question, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I'm extremely motivated to vote. Oh, the game?
Oh, okay.
I'm listening. The game.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change on your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. So from 0 to 10, how much power do your vote has?
It will be a 10.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, there will be what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 options. I'm going to read you some issues, and you can choose 2 of those issues. The first one, number 1, is cost of living and inflation. Number 2, crime and violence. Number 3, voting rights and democracy. Number 4, Israel-Palestinian conflict. Number 5, healthcare. Number 6, immigration. Number 7, abortion. Number 8, climate change. Number 9, criminal justice reform policy, violence. Number 10, student loan forgiveness. Number 11, jobs and economy.
That
number 12,
probably be one of them.
All right. Then number 12
I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh, sorry. Next one is the teaching history in schools. Last one is racism and discrimination.
That would be one.
Oh, so jobs and economy.
I have several of them there, that 12, that 10, that 2, and I believe, I'm thinking you're number one. What did you say number one was?
Oh, cost of living and inflation?
Yes, definitely that one, that one.
Oh.
So that 12, I know that 12, 11, I mean 10, 12, 10, that about student loans. And the number one, definitely, also. I think I gave you
okay.
two as well.
All right, thank you. Now, we would like to rate how you feel about some people, some groups or of people, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of a person or a group, please indicate so. The first person is Joe Biden. From 0 to 10, how favorable is Joe Biden?
Let's do it. 9 for Joe.
All right, thank you. Next one will be Tim Walz.
That's the running mate. Yeah, okay. So let's do a 10.
Okay, thank you. And then black members of Congress.
You said black members of Congress?
Yes.
What difference does it make as far as their race in Congress? I mean, I'm trying to understand why this is. What else entails that? What else is that?
Basically, that's what it is. If you feel how favorable you feel of black members of Congress. Oh,
it doesn't matter. So you said that if I don't find them, what was the one? I found the question just absurd. So,
are they doing a good job?
Are they doing a good job?
Basically.
I mean, they all do. Why do I? I mean,
because you black.
Congress.
Because you black. That's why.
Makes no sense. Both of you all are my children, so I must listen to both of you chuckle. Okay, I feel fine about them, but I guess I would rate them. I'm really not concerned about the race. I guess that might be something I need to look into. If I'm favorable for them to be there, right? I guess that's what I would say. I am favorable. I don't want this to be misunderstood. I have no problem with black members of Congress.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, you also have 5 was neutral. What number would
neutral,
you?
Neutral, number 5. Let's do neutral. I'm neutral.
Okay. Thank you. Next one is, the first one, and the next one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Okay.
How favorable is this person to you from 0 to 10?
So we're pulling people out of that. Let's give Hakeem 8. Okay.
An 8? Okay, thank you. And then the next one will be Republicans in Congress.
So I'm rating them by the numbers and whatever, and all of them are not necessarily. Let's give the Republicans, because they're up under that title, that heading Republicans. We're under titles of Republicans and Democrats. Let's just go on and make that a, as far as them doing its job, Let's do a three.
Okay.
But there's some things that we're doing that really doesn't, you know, it's just a waste of time.
Oh, okay. And then the next one will be Donald Trump.
Let's
our
not
favorite
do that book. With Donald. Yes, let's not do that. With
it's a voter survey. Answer the question.
Okay, well, I'm not in favor of him.
We ain't in favor of Donald Trump.
That's one. Is that a one?
Zero.
A zero.
Okay,
I can't say
you.
I don't care because, you know, he's a factor there. So, okay.
Okay. And then next one is Kamala Harris.
Let's do her 10. I'm saying that. I'm saying that. I think she's on. Awesome. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm saying the right number. Okay.
All right, thank you. The next one is, next question is, if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump?
I would vote for Kamala.
Kamala.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's Kamala.
Oh, sorry. Next question. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
There's no doubt. She is the best candidate for this. And she's going to go through some changes, I'm sure, some challenges, but she's the best one to put in there.
So that would that be a very, very certain, somewhat certain?
Yes. Yes, I'm going for her. Yes, very, very.
All right.
I know you get this all the time talking to the elderly.
And in the... the 2024 election for Congress were held today. For whom would you vote the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
I would do the Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Will you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, or only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
I would definitely say some. So they can't keep them on. Their hands are tied. Fooling Republicans.
All right, thank you. Next question is, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No, his stepping aside, I saw it as a sign of strength, of dignity, of integrity. So I thought that was a very, very strong move on his part. So what was I supposed to answer? It was good. I thought it was good. And didn't make me vote less for Democrats or anything like that. I'm voting for the candidate. She's Democrat. That's who I'm voting for.
So by this decision by Joe Biden, does make you much more likely to vote for Democrats, somewhat more likely, no difference either way, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I was going to vote for Joe anyway. So by him stepping aside, I guess I would say it made me more likely to vote. In other words, I was going to vote. That question is another one that needs to be reworded. It made me more likely to vote for.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Okay, I'm going to get Trump some prompts. He has a little business sense going on. I know I got a meeting in a minute. What were we talking about, Trump? No, I would not work with Trump.
No, was your life better under Biden or better under Trump, under their
I think it
president.
Was better because President Biden's leadership created an atmosphere that people could communicate, you know, with each other. So, yeah, under President Biden, no doubt about that.
Okay, thank you. And would that be much better under Biden, somewhat better under Biden?
Much better under Biden.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. So these are statements about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. So these are like statements. So the first one reads, black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen their racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more black Americans in wealth creation. So regarding this statement about the Republicans, from 0 to 10, does this raise any concerns to you? Like a 0 does not raise any concerns, and 5 will be in the middle, and number 10 it will be, it raises a lot of concern.
On 10.
Next one is, next statement is, education is the fundamental of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. So regarding this statement from 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
It's about depriving kids. 10, depriving for grants. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Next statement. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January the 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning with violence rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this statement?
That's a 10 as well.
Thank you. Next statement, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier for discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equality programs, align corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a society, such a social security. From 0 to 10, how concerned are you about this statement?
That is another 10.
All right, thank you. Last statement. Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of their rights to make decisions about their own bodies. With black women facing this disproportionate impact, more than half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. The Republicans have promised to pass a nation ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of black women at risk. Regarding this statement, how concerned are you?
I am. That's another 10. I don't think they really put that through enough to actually say that's what they're going to do. I think they're not. Doesn't make it's not reality. So that's a 10.
All right, thank you, thank you. Next one is, thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options. So we'll read you some statements right here. So the first one reads, we cannot allow our generations to be stripped of freedom. So freedom that so many sacrificed for before us. Second statement, black people have an important role to play protecting Americans from itself. Third statement, we have fought too hard to build generations wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by fair rights extremists. Fourth is, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the fifth statement is, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future. So regarding this statement, which of those two statements do you think is the ones that this how you feel best describes how you feel?
It sounds so much like, well, anyway, I think there are statements that are used to just really pivot something else. I think that could have been taken off of the survey. But the one about robbing the children of their heritage, that one would be one I would.
Oh, okay.
It would get my attention. I have a meeting that's coming up. It is really at 6 o'clock. So I hope that little that I said would help.
And sorry, if I can just ask you the last two, so that way I can be at a percentage, but that way it would.
Let's do the last two.
With those statements I read to you, would there be another option that you consider that, you know, it best describes to you?
Another option there, it's mostly for the future of the children. That's it with me.
Okay, thank you. Then that one. We have just a few more questions to ask. I'm going to read just the last two to you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, and 5 meaning you are neither likely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not likely to vote. So from 0 to 10, how likely are you? Thank you.
Okay.
Next one. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely, you are not all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
That's a 10. I think
that's a 10.
That's a 10.
So sometimes in survey, you know, like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, in the 2024 elections for Congress, were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided or would not vote?
I will vote for the Democrat.
Democrat. Thinking about about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Yeah. Somewhat conservative.
Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. In politics, maybe you consider yourself.
I'm a part of the movement, the Black
Panther. Oh.
I'm the village.
That's great. At least you are the one that's making a difference right there by being part of that group.
Yeah.
And politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
And do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I am strong.
How will you describe yourself, employment status? How will you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off? Full-time?
Retired.
Yeah. Oh, okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else? Or not eligible?
President Biden.
Okay. And last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I think we had about 50 something thousand, I think.
Oh, okay. Thank you. As from wedding
wrong
and
question, though, could be on that. Wrong, that's another question. I understand. Okay, go on. I'm listening. I got it.
Sorry. Aside from the wedding and funerals, how often are you? Do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
I'm a Christian every day. Every day, I'm a Christian.
Okay, so this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you for, you know, taking your time to answering those questions and giving us your opinion. Once again, thank you, and the two of you. and hope each other receive that.
Okay, thank you for what you're doing in Black Power.
Hey, you too. That's true.
Okay.
<Bye. clears throat>